Pictures of an old video flicker. A train carries cargo on rails leading through African wilderness. The commentator says,
the idea of building a railway line connecting East and Central Africa as part of the Cape to Cairo railway dream was conceived a century ago. However, construction of the line linking Zambia and the port city of Dar es Salaam did not start until 1970, after the government of the People's Republic of China offered an interest-free loan of about $500 million for all construction work, equipment and training.
Some 22 years ago, how old were you?
22 years ago, I was 20.
And then tell me, when did you hear the first time of the Tassara project, of a railway line connecting two countries?
Well, I come from Zambia, and Tassara, even when it was being started, I came to know about it in the 70s. So even the construction was well publicized in Zambia in the 1970s when this project started.
Survey and design work took about 3 years up to March 26, 1970, when construction started from Dar es Salaam.
Would you ever have thought that you would run this thing?
Well, that I must say, I never thought I would be here. In fact, a year ago, I didn't know that I would be running Tassara.
Mr. Mkandawira is the new boss of the Tanzania-Zambia Railway Authority. In the mid-70s, Tassara was the answer to the closure of transport routes to seaports in South Africa effected by the white-dominated regime in Rhodesia in response to Zambia's collaboration with black liberation movements. China needed copper from Zambia, and in its first major engagement in Africa, it built the 1,860-kilometer-long railway line between New Kapiri Mposhi in Zambia and Tanzania's seaport Dar es Salaam. This massive development project was seen at the time also as a symbol of solidarity between socialist countries of the Third World. The first train started rolling in 1976. In what condition is this railway line 22 years later?
I have to confirm that the Chinese did a very good job. Despite lack of regular maintenance, repairs only when derailments necessitated them, the line has not been in bad shape at all, and one has to pay tribute to the quality of work done by the Chinese.
Johann Remmersberger is coordinating on behalf of ADC, an Austrian development organization, a mammoth project. $30 million have been made available to renovate the railway lines. They are welded together into one piece. A large Austrian company won the contract. It has developed a method that makes it impossible to replace defective smaller segments of rail by hand. Trains will roll faster and will cause less attrition, but will Tassara be in a position to keep this high-tech standard with its own specialized personnel?
Specialized personnel won't be necessary because we are training people in the field who belong to their staff already. An additional burden in terms of new staff employment is not anticipated, also not in terms of necessary equipment. It will be handed over to Tassara at the end of the project.
Tassara has become a lifeline for villagers along the railway. Every 20 to 30 kilometers, trains stop at a station, a wise plan by the Chinese. If they hear a train approaching, and that does not happen too often according to the schedule, women and children rush to the platform with baskets full of red onions, sweet potatoes, bananas, rice and tomatoes. They leave only for these 10 minutes that the train stops. Such trains are always crowded with hungry passengers who are on a 3-day journey from one end to the other. But passenger traffic alone cannot help Tassara to survive. With the advent of peace in Zimbabwe, the former Rhodesia, in Mozambique and in South Africa, other routes from Zambia to the sea are open again. Cargo traffic on Tassara has been reduced considerably. The new boss says,
from the time that I took over this company in October last year, we have improved its performance. We are now taking barely 3 days for freight traffic from Dar es Salaam into Zambia. And That's the shortest possible time one can take for any goods going into Zambia from any of the other ports. So Tazara, as it is now, is still operating not with the political clout that was there, but it's now operating as a business to ensure that things that are supposed to be moved are moved commercially and that cost effective. So it is now a railway that is surviving on the market.
How did he manage to achieve this?
The manager must add value to anything that comes to him. Whereas previously it was like passing the buck. It comes, or maybe you operate like a post office box. I have corrected that. So people are able to address problems as they arrive and not wait for maybe their supervisor, their boss, their manager to come and tell them how to do it. Now, that has been very significant in addressing and changing most of this working culture which was here.
And the $30 million provided by the Austrian Development Aid, how will it assist? This amount was calculated many years ago. It is now just enough to restore one-third of the railway line only. Johan Remersberger resides behind the Chinese building in a less fashionable office.
As a private person, I would like to say that it would be extremely desirable if organizations and countries would recognize the railway system, not only this one, in its totality, and if the work would be finalized. Certainly, this would be an immense step into the future of both countries, not only of Tanzania and Zambia, but of countries around.
Voices from the South for Ears in the North, presented by Radio Bridge Overseas in Harare, Zimbabwe.